Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's good to be here again. I was here last week, and I want to thank you first and foremost for all your support. Today, looking at the readings is the kind of thing I would willingly want to talk about to my parishioners in Nigeria. But here I am in your midst, and I want to share my thoughts. The story was told of a young man from a devout Catholic family who went out one night with his friends, and he had plenty to drink. On his way back, while he was driving, just before he got home, he was driving crazy. He ran into someone, his neighbor's son, a young man too, an Ivy League student. The young man he hit died. He was taken to the police station, and he called his dad. And his dad went over to see him at the station. When he saw his dad, he was downcast, and he said, "Dad, I'm very sorry. I have let you down. I know you must hate me now for what I have done." His dad looked at him and said, "Son, I do not hate you. I love you. I've always loved you. But I hate what you have done." That's our relationship with God. We come to Him with all our sins, but He never ceases to love us. He continues to love us. He hates our sins, but He loves us and He forgives us. Why? Because forgiveness is not about the action. Forgiveness is about the person. Forgiveness is to the person and not to the action. Today, Jesus calls us to forgive, not once, not twice. Peter was trying to justify. How many times should I forgive? Perhaps 7 strikes and you're out. No. And Jesus says 77 times. You know, this is very, very appropriate for our Nigerian situation. I belong to the order of preachers. We're working in Nigeria. And we're going through a very difficult situation in our country. For since independence, we've had to struggle with living with the Muslims, especially up north. And at every slight provocation, they attack our churches, they burn down the churches, they attack our people, they kill them. The Boko Haram, the fundamentalist group that could be likened to Al-Qaeda or ISIS, they're trying to turn Nigeria to an Islamic state. We've had to contend with all that. Now, in recent times, it has taken a new dimension. It is alleged that there is a plot to Islamatize Nigeria. You have the Fulanis, who are the cattle rearers up north. They are nomads, and they graze their cattle, and they travel to the southwest, where they want vegetation for their cattle. And they go around overrunning farms, destroying crops, and their cattle graze on people's farms. And in the past, you've had these quarrels and loss of lives. But again, in very recent times, it has taken new dimensions. They come now with sophisticated weapons, AK-45 rifles, and sometimes they overrun entire villages. They kill the people and they occupy the land. And sadly, the government of the day doesn't seem to be doing anything about it. Recently, some Christian pastors, some Pentecostal pastors went on air and they said, "If they kill your people, kill their people. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth." But of course, we know this is not what Jesus teaches. Yes, we have the right to be angry. We have the right to be hurt. But if we have to practice the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, we know we'll all end up blind and toothless. We can be angry, yes. Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. Be angry, but do not let the sun to set on your anger. Do not give the devil a chance. The moment we choose to want to revenge, we become aggressors and we are not any different from them. We wouldn't know where to draw the line. And God tells us, vengeance is mine. Romans 12, 19. Leviticus 19, 18. Today, Jesus calls us to forgiveness. Every time we recite the Our Father, there is something we just might gloss over. But it's a necessary condition for being Christians. Matthew 6, 12. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Is it easy to forgive when you're hurt? Is it easy to forgive when injustice has been done? Our first reading tells us that the vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. But we know that charity, love, covers a multitude of sins, as we're told in 1 Peter 4, verse 8. And so we're also told, forgive your neighbor's injustice. Sirach 28, verse 2. Today, we ask God to give us the graces we need to forgive. Forgiveness is a decision. Yes, you might be hurt, but forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. Because if we act on our feelings, we will sin against God. There is a passage I love so much, kind of a mantra. I get to read that to my parishioners every time. Because when those Pentecostal pastors said what they said, my parishioner said, hey, Father, we want to hear something from you. Tell us we can attack these people. And I read to them Matthew 5, 44, verse 48. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Verse 45. That you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is a struggle. This is a journey. You want to be children of your Father in heaven. You want to be perfect. You need to make a decision. The decision to forgive those who hurt you. There's another saying I love. The four D's. Daily, decisions determine destiny. Daily decisions determine destiny. You want to make heaven? You want to be with Christ in heaven? You want the words of our second reading to be meaningful in your life? For we are told that we live not for ourselves and we die not for ourselves. Living or dying, we are for Christ. We need to make a decision. The decision to forgive. This can be very difficult. But Mahatma Gandhi of India tells us that forgiveness is not for the weak. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. Today, I ask that you pray for the Christians in Nigeria. Pray that we do not lose the courage to remain firm. Forgiveness is not a sign of cowardice, for we are told in 2 Timothy verse 1 to 7 that the spirit in us is not a spirit of timidity. Rather, it's a spirit of what? Love, power, and self-control. We pray always for that gift of self-control. We pray that we will continue to bring that good news of hope and courage to the people. I ask today for your support, your generous support, as we do this. We have flourishing vocations, but we have limited resources to train the men who will spread the good news. Many times we receive plenty of applications, but we can't accommodate them all because we have limited resources. So your generous donations will go a long way to help us do this. We also run chaplaincies, we run schools, we run clinics. We also collaborate with NGOs to empower the weak, to empower widows, to empower the indigent students. Recently, we received a license to run a university, a private university. A lot of Nigerian youths do not get admissions, not because they are not qualified, but because of the limited capacity of our universities. So we hope that with our university, more people will get educated and we'll create an environment for them to know God and the good news. It's a big project. Again, we need your support. We pray that God will strengthen us all, not to lose hope, that we may remain firm, that we may be able to be witnesses despite the challenges. Today, I ask two things of you as I pray that you support us generously. The envelopes will be passed round. Please make your generous donation. And during the second collection, you can also do that. I also ask that you pray. That you pray for the Nigerian church. Lastly, I pray that God gives you the grace to be strong enough to forgive those who have hurt you. Find a place in your heart to forgive them. That decision will go a long way. You want to make heaven? Make that decision. For your daily decision will determine your destiny. As you make the right decision, may God bless you. Thank you.